Inside the house, Mr. Simpson announced that Sally couldn't go to the meeting. He went on beating his blue Rolls Royce and she ran inside a weeping. She got to a room and tears flashed a picture of the new Messiah. She picked up a book of her father's life and threw it on a fire. She knew from the start deep down her heart she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your heart is to be what you'll be. The theme of the summer was come on to me, her love will find a way. So Sally decided to ignore her dad and sneak out anyway. She spent all afternoon getting ready and decided she'd try to touch him. Maybe he'd see that she was free and talk to her this Sunday. From the start, deep down in her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. And her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be. She arrived at six in the place while swinging to gospel music that night. Move out the group appeared on the stage and Sally just sat there crying. She bit her nails looking pretty as a picture right in the very front row. Then a DJ wearing a blazer with a badge and all and said, here we go. The crowd went crazy, Tommy hit the stage. Sally got lost in the police box, now back in a rage. The atmosphere was cooler and Tommy gave a lesson. Sally just had to let him know she loved him and leapt up on the rostrum. She ran across stage to the spotlight figure and brushed him on the face. Tommy whirled round as a uniformed man threw her off the stage. She knew from the start deep down in her heart she and Tommy were worlds apart. Said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be. Her cheek hit a chair and blood trickled down, mingling with her tears. Tommy carried on preaching and his voice filled Sally's ears. She caught his eye, she had to try, but he couldn't see through the lights. Her face was gashed and the ambulance men had to carry her out that night. Sally got married to a lot of musicians and she met in California. Tommy always talks about a beat that these songs all went wild. Sally could go to his comedy teacher to remind her.